Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and Sam Phillips is with us.
Thank you so much, my buddy.
Nice to see you, Sammy.
Nice to be here.
We have a great relationship with the Commerce Casino, and they put on the best event every single year, usually two or three times a year we do this. And a couple of guys are in here from the Commerce to talk about it. David Mosekin, who owns
Hello.
The place. And,
that's
Roger Ron. Nice to see you, man.
I'm the other owner.
Yes. All right. But you guys are the Commerce studs down there.
That's us.
You run the joint down there, right?
I help a lending hand in making sure everything runs smooth.
Yeah. I love when people ask David Mosekin, man, you're so young to have such a high position. At this casino, you must have worked your ass off when you were younger. And he's like, my dad owns the joint.
He owns a little piece.
Really
Roger and I own the same amount.
Spirit breaker for you, huh?
Yeah, but hard work and determination and nepotism does not.
No, but let me ask, is Roger part of your family?
He is now. Roger's he's a good dude, good friend of ours. And,
All right.
If you're working for us at the Commerce, your family, Conway, you guys know
yes,
that.
Yes, I love that place. Yeah, the Commerce Casino. So it's going to be Thursday night. And we're going to be up in the Sky Room.
Yeah.
Which is on the second floor there.
Absolutely.
And there's going to be, how many players you think?
You know, we're probably going to get about 4 to 450.
Wow.
Right around there.
All right.
But that's only because we're keeping it at that number.
Yeah, there was one guy, you know what we did last time, because we had too many people show up, some people started late. You know, when some guy would be thrown out, then another guy would start.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And some guy at a table complained, said, you know, it's not fair to bring players in once the game started. And I don't remember who it was at the casino, but I think it was actually, was it you that did it?
That guy caught me on the wrong day, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And David said, he complained to David, he goes, hey, it's not fair to bring people in after the tournament started. And David said, oh, okay, well, I'd be happy to return your money, and you don't have to play if you don't like.
You're not trying to tell me that a poker player actually whined about something. I've never heard of this.
A whined at something that he got for free. And I was like moving and shaking, and this guy stops me, and I go, well, you know, what's going on? You know, it's not fair. This guy, I go, you know what? I'll get you your money back, and then I'll give you that free food that you had. I'll get you the money back on that, too. And he's like,
everything's free, man.
Yeah, he ran into the wrong
guy. All right, so you're giving away $6,000 worth of prizes?
$6,000 in prizes, a bunch of iTunes cards. People like those.
It's always a great event.
It's
really
the best.
Is.
It's the best event that we do. We get to, you know, we get.
Tell them about the food.
I'd like
the food's five stars.
Yeah, the food.
Yeah, the food is good. He had given away these Apple cards. Was it Mac Store Apple cards? iTunes cards?
For you know download iTunes.
Yeah, love that.
iTunes cards.
You have like $3,000 worth.
Yeah, and then I get like emails like a week later, and like, hey, I went to the iTunes store and this iTunes card's not working.
No, because you have to go online, and that's what you purchase music with, right?
The guy didn't realize he had to go online.
Yeah,
right?
So he thought like music was going to appear.
No,
like,
miraculously.
He goes to like the Apple store and goes, hey, I like to use this. Like, no, that's just for iTunes. It's not. You can't buy a computer here, dude.
Yeah. That's
please.
Probably my dad.
Press on. Mm-hmm. So the Commerce Casino is doing well. You guys are kicking ass down there.
We're doing well.
And what's the entertainment like down there? You guys still doing the comedy?
Yeah, we have comedy on Thursday nights. We have a band on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturday, Sunday. There's
and
live
a hotel.
Music.
People can stay there.
You got a hotel that's occupied. Like
I think it's
over
sold
90.
Out. Though, right?
Yeah, it's sold out right now.
Oh, God damn it! But yeah, I think it's going to be a big night this Thursday.
Yeah, it's always a big night. It's the best event that we do because we get a lot of people that are new to poker. And we get to teach them all how it works, and they get to see the property and how we do things there. We try and go first class on everything, and it costs a lot of money to do. And,
it's great,
but we're happy to do it.
What time does it start, and what time does it end?
Doors open at 6. Cards in the air at around 8.
Ooh, cards in the air.
Yeah, and
cards
it,
in the air.
If you win it, it'll take you until about 2
one.
In the morning.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
1, 2 in the morning.
Wow.
But what happens is, and what we're doing this time. As you get knocked out, we're going to be starting tables right there of live poker so we can just start playing home games right there. And
is that right?
Yeah. You don't have to take any money home.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, let's see how many people are listening right now who actually got emails and are going to be players. So if you got an email and you're going to be a player, Coliseum. We'll put you on. You can share in the excitement that is Thursday. And it's always like Christmas for me.
Yeah.
I always feel like I'm 7 years old.
Yeah.
When I get on the Commerce Casino.
Yeah, I've never seen you happier, buddy. I'll tell you.
Where do you set up the stage where you broadcast? Is it right on the stage?
We have like a 14,000 square foot ballroom.
Wow.
Yeah, beautiful.
And there's a stage, and it's right there. And
so Tim's broadcasting while everybody's playing beneath him.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. He's
nice.
Like he's the king of the castle.
I'm like the guy on the platform who, you know, operates a porno shop. I'm elevated a little before.
I got you. Now, what about hot chicks, David
and
Roger? Are there going to be a ton of hot chicks?
Yeah, there always is.
There are some pretty good chicks down there.
Yeah, we've met some nice girls at these events. A lot of tall brunettes and, you know.
I've always found that wherever you find a lot of money, it's very hard to find good-looking women.
All right, here are the phone numbers. If you were one of the selected few, one of the chosen people, as Gina likes to say, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Did you get one of those emails today? Are you excited as hell to go to this thing? 520-9710. Now, Roger, you're one of the instructors down there, is that right?
As far as I know, I'm the only one.
The only one. Look at that. And what is your background? How long have you been playing?
Played professionally, started my senior year in college, and I was into this game long before anybody ever heard of it.
All right, and what are some of the key mistakes that novices make?
Forgetting that the casino remains open 24/7 and playing too long when they're losing.
Oh, is that right?
That would be it.
All right.
They'll play 5 days trying to get their money back, and then when they're winning, they get horny, hungry, and sleepy, and they kind of get out of there.
Yes. Wow. It's like an intervention for you, dude. Yeah, no Those kidding. Are some of the points I've thrown at you before.
All right, let's not throw stones when you're living in a glass house.
Well, we got a seat open in the class.
All right. Now, is it free instruction?
And when do you do these classes?
You charge for it?
We're going to be starting, and believe it or not, I cannot believe it, this is not just a pitch for the Commerce. They actually are being kind enough to offer these classes for free, and at the risk
That's
of
great.
Sounding self-serving, I teach a lot of highline celebs and a lot of people for a lot of cash, and
right.
what they're doing is giving that same service to the customers, pretty much because they had a lot of people coming from the home games that were getting their butts kicked by their friends week after week, wanted to set their game up, and here's a service that perfectly is a conveyor belt to bring you into the games that are going to actually have a chance to make you some money.
Now, when you have a class, how many people are in the classroom?
I think we're going to cut it off at 25.
Yeah, it's we've yet to have a class. We're going to kick it off. That's why
I see.
We're kind of combining it with this event and stuff.
And how long does the class last? An hour, 2 hours?
How long could you listen to me?
Yeah. It'll be
a couple hours.
Yeah, it'll be a couple
is
hours.
Is it going to be weekly, every week?
Yeah, what it's going to be is Tuesday nights are going to be beginner classes. Wednesday nights are going to be intermediate. So you can pop in. A beginner class, we would rather you start with a beginner class.
What class would you put me in?
You?
Yeah.
I mean...
Intermediate?
We've tried to teach you everything over the years, buddy.
I'm the worst poker player.
Are you?
Oh, really? I'm terrible. I stand on everything.
I thought you were a good gambler, though.
No, because I start drinking. I need the action.
And he's a good loser, too. No. Yeah. He doesn't get racially,
motivated or charged.
He's not racially. It's
oh, really?
No, it's not racially. It's more...
Gender?
Gender. I blast away sometimes at the women dealers.
What?
The dealers.
Sam, the first time I met him face to face.
That was 12 years ago.
Yeah, well, and you know the funny thing is our lives have, we've gone like this.
Right.
I had a lot of things going. You were this, that. Now you've got a family. And
thank
I'm like,
you very much.
You're on your way up.
Thank
I'm on
you,
my
sir.
Way down.
Thank you.
With the scotch
yeah,
and
but
the
I was blasting away at a dealer because we're playing blackjack. And I said, no more cards. And she gave me a card. And I said, no, this is the sign of no more cards. And she gave me one I busted. I'm like, that F, it was the F and all that stuff. And he comes over. I've never dealt with this guy. He goes, what's going on over here? And I'm like, this is the sign of no cards. I didn't, wave a card. And he says, well, how long? And David says, how long have you been playing blackjack? And I go, don't start with me, mother effer. I've been playing blackjack since I was 5 years old. I know the signs on how to get a card. I was 30 at the time when I think we met.
Yeah.
And now what did you think of Tim when you met him and he was throwing all those F-bombs around?
We have been very good friends ever since.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
That's not the worst thing he's done in front of me or to me.
I'm
him about his 40th birthday party he invited me to. Remember that one at Monty's? He calls me and goes, hey, Mosikian, my sister's throwing me a party at Monty's in Westwood. He's on Saturday night, And I go, cool, man. I got nothing going. He goes, well, I'm not really big on birthdays. I'm like, okay. He goes, he goes, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't show up. That's
what?
A true story. That's
so he invited you, he told you about, and then told you not to come.
All in one phone call. And I go, this is my answer. I go, dude, I've got absolutely nothing to do Saturday night, and I will not come to your birthday. And he says, I really appreciate that. And I never went. I never went.
Because my sister said, can you please call like 10 of your friends?
Right.
And I'm going to have a birthday for you in Westwood at Monty's.
I think it was Monty's, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I said, all right. So I called every one of my friends. I called Matt. I go, hey, McDaniel. I said, do me a favor. I'm going to invite you right now to a birthday party, but I don't want to go. Please don't go. Please don't show up with this thing. So I called my sister like 2 hours later and go, everybody's not coming.
Oh,
gosh. There's not a single person coming. Everybody's out of town or doing something else, and it was canceled. Cancel right there. It's over. Yeah, I don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy, you know, having sitting around and, you know, celebrating just because
it's a little self-serving.
You came out of your mom's, you know, uterus on a certain day. Everyone's got to get together for a meal.
Yes.
Oh, man. But mosquitoes reproduce.
But doesn't he could matter. Have just not told me, right?
Yeah, clearly.
I mean, okay.
No, know. But I want to tell you in case my sister ever called you.
Yeah,
like,
that's
hey,
true.
Did you get
that's
an invite?
No, yeah, but then if she had said that, I go, no. She goes, hey, Eddie. And I go, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Well, no, how old am I?
Mosikan's one of the few guys in the last, I've been doing this almost 12 years, and really a good friend.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And your whole family, too. They're all great.
Thank you.
And everybody works at that casino. It's like one big family. But I've been to, you know, your brother's wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also, I was with you when your grandfather got hurt, too.
Yeah. Conway was, we were at a Kings game. And
were
then
the Kings game?
We were at the Kings game, but then we went back
game.
To the casino.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then we went back to the casino. Oh, you know, this is a, it's not fun. He died, which is not
what?
Funny. But yeah.
What?
We're at the casino eating, and I think my sister called and said, hey, grandfather, this got hit by a car, right? He's 97 years old. The guy would jog like every day. Yeah, he was awesome.
Beautiful shape.
Yeah, he's the best. So I tell Conway, I go, you know what? I got to shoot over to USC. And I said, I'll have a limo take you home because we'd driven together. He was living down by me at the beach. And he goes, dude, I'll come with you. Let's go. So we go. And we go to USC, County USC, which is like...
It's a radical hospital.
Oh, it's like Apocalypse Now over there.
Yeah.
It is complete... They have wheelchairs from like the 20s. I swear to God.
Yeah.
So we're there and Conway goes, I got to go to the bathroom. Remember when you walked in the bathroom, dude, that dude sitting...
I slid into the bathroom, right? And I'm taking a leak in the urinal. And the stall opens, and I can see inside the stall, and I look over there, and there's blood everywhere.
What?
Guy comes out, he's got a knife in his chest, and he'd just been stabbed by another gang member inside the bathroom. I, like, missed the stabbing by, like, a minute.
Oh, my goodness. Man.
So I get out of the bathroom, and I go to the security guard, like, hey, somebody's dead or dying in there. I don't know what's going on. He says, well, come with me. We'll check it out. I'm like, no, I already went in there. I checked it out. You check it out now. I've checked it out.
My family, for as goofy as we are, we're like, hold on. You know, your grandfather's not in bad, good shape. We're like, okay, hold on. We'll be right back. We all pile in the bathroom and we're taking pictures. And
Jesus Christ. It was an amazing deal.
Yeah.
All right. The Commerce Casino is going to be happening on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you guys, we're going to do a topic. You want to stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
More than happy to have you guys stick around and do this. All right, let's take a couple calls, and we're going to press on here. Let's talk to Greg in Saugus. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Did you get invited to this tournament?
Yeah, actually, I got an email or heard your thing about 2 weeks ago.
Good for you.
And sent in an email, and I got one today, actually.
Hey, congratulations, man.
You're very lucky.
Far out. That's great.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about going. Last time I played was like a year ago in Vegas, and so I'm stoked to go to Commerce. I've never been there before.
Well, you're going to enjoy it, and from Saugus, it's only about a five-minute drive, right?
Well, I will basically stay at Carita, so about 35, 40 minutes.
Oof. Okay. You know, people drive from... There was one guy that drove from Fresno last year.
Wow.
He was listening online. He signed up for the tournament. He got a ticket. And he drove from Fresno.
How many people he killed on the way there? Stuffed in a duffel bag is up for debate.
And then the idiot goes all in like in the first 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah. And got.
How does that? Let me ask. Do you have to put down money to play?
No. This is completely free.
Tell
Absolutely
me how that works.
Free.
Okay. What it is you guys get the email
right
through your website. And then we pick a number of whatever people, and then we send out responses like, hey, Just because you send an email doesn't mean you're in.
Right.
So you get it. Hey, come on down. You're in. La, la, la. We come down. There's a bunch of food. There's a band, little yeah. jazz band.
Does everybody start off with like the same amount
yeah,
of quote,
same amount,
money?
Same amount.
Okay.
And then you just go for it and you have fun. It doesn't cost anything, nothing. Wow. And then if you go downstairs with your wristband and if you're playing a game, you get a free meal while you're playing down
That's
there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's the most beautiful event for the listeners ever.
It really
they
is.
They always remember.
And you guys have great listeners. They're always nice. They're always respectful. And
They are pretty cool down there.
They are. Yeah. We've never had an incident.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, it's been staff from the radio station that's really caused problems.
What about the guy that got stabbed in the bathroom?
That was our bathroom.
All right. I read this online today, and maybe this has happened to you folks, but a police officer pulled a gun on Diddy, on P. Diddy. Wow. Did you just go by Diddy now, or does he go by P. Diddy?
Or is it Puff Daddy? Or is that, are we past
that? I think we're beyond.
I think he goes by Puffy.
No. Gino, what does he go by? Just Diddy?
I think we're at Diddy right now.
We're just at Diddy. All right.
You can call him Sean Combs if you're feeling professional.
He's gone either way.
He's gone either
way.
Well,
he's gone puffier.
Yeah, I think
puffy,
he does
Diddy,
puffy.
Sean Combs, anything. But a police officer pulled a gun on Diddy in Los Angeles early Saturday morning, August 24th, following a routine traffic stop.
Uh-oh.
According to New York Daily News, the rap mogul was being driven by a member of his entourage when authorities pulled him over after realizing that his rental car had improper tags. Now, for the last couple weeks, I've been telling you about this. The LAPD is pulling you over for minor infractions and making people's lives hell. And it's not LAPD. It's all the police in California because there's a budget crisis and they need the dough.
Right.
Yeah, they do.
So they pull
them
over. Everybody.
Yeah, they pull them in a rental car. Now, I know the computers on board all of these cop cars, they can put in the license and immediately comes back Hertz rent-a-car or budget rent-a-car. So they pull him over because his tags are expired on a rent-a-car. Now, who the Christ has ever rented a car and before you drive away, you go check out the tags to see if they're current?
You just assume that when you rent the car,
yes.
everything's good.
Yeah, you assume that, you know, and if they are not current, what are they expecting me to do at Hertz? Drive to the DMV and register the mother effer?
Plus, you don't even care if your rental car has a windshield. You just drive it. Drive it as fast and get it as hot as you can and bring it back and don't let them see the back of it where all the dents are. And you know,
there's a guy that called us last night. This is a great story. I'll remember this for a long time. He calls us last night. And we were talking last night about how you get crap for free.
Right.
And he rented a car. And the car happened to be the same car that he had at home. So he had the car at home, and he's looking at, you know, his car, and he's looking at the rental car. Well, that's exact same car, exact same tires. I'm going to change them out. Guy got brand new tires, changed out the rental car tires, put them on his car.
That's brilliant.
That's awesome.
And then took the rental car back with his old tires, his old bald tires on them.
That's awesome. Is brilliant.
That is unbelievable. And nobody even thinks of that,
no.
except our listeners.
Oh, that's great.
But anyway, according to one member of his entourage was detained for not cooperating with police, which at one point Diddy and several advanced towards the officer.
Jesus.
And a spokeswoman for the sheriff's department told the Daily News a deputy pulled his firearm fearing for his safety. So the deputy pulls this guy over, pulls Diddy over, right?
The driver.
And the driver and his whole crew. And because they have an expired registration on a rent-a-car, Puff Daddy almost gets killed by an officer. That's how out of control it is in Southern California. It's unbelievable.
Has he held a press conference or anything?
I think he likes to keep this stuff pretty low.
What kind of car was it, you know?
I have no idea. I'll look that up, though.
Yeah.
All right, if you ever had a gun pulled on you by a police officer, I've had it happen to me.
Oh.
I've had a gun pointed at me.
I've had it like three times.
By a police officer?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I had a 9mm Beretta right in my temple, just like this.
By a cop, huh?
LA County Sheriff's deputy.
Holy Christ.
In Pico.
Jesus Christ, man. What'd
and you know
do?
Why? Expired tags on my stupid brother's car. Idiot.
Dude.
All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. If you had a gun pulled on you by the cops, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. What am I? Three times it's happened to you?
Yeah,
Jesus
and once by
Christ.
I've been pulled guns on civilians have pulled guns on me too, man. I'm like
I have a gun,
lead magnet. Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Again, David Mosegan is with us, and also Roger Rod from the Commerce Casino. And so, what are the circumstances? The guy pulls you over.
My brother, right? I was going down to San Diego, I had a girlfriend down there or whatever. And my brother says, can I borrow your truck? And he says, you can use my car. And he had a Impala, not an Impala, like a 67, the newer ones, like the cop cars. Remember, with the Corvette motor. Right. It was a nice car.
Yeah.
And I remember this, and I go, yeah, all right. And so I'm leaving the house, and then I run back upstairs, and he's in the shower. And I go, dude, is there anything in this car that I should know about or that you want to take out? You know, like, what, is there anything?
Right.
He's like, no, 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 dude, nothing in there. I go, are you, there any nothing? You know, he goes, no. So I'm driving, and this guy's behind me, and I'm looking through CDs, right? And he puts on the lights and all that. Guy gets out. I'm sitting there like this. I turn around, and he's got a gun right to my head.
Well, the cop has a gun to your head.
Yeah. And I'm like,
what's he doing?
I go, easy, dude. And he wasn't really good with the Queen's English either. I was like, is this guy really a cop?
And he could goes, not have been.
Yeah. And he's like, put your left hand this, do your that, you know, shake it all about, Jesus all this Christ. Stuff. I get out, lays me on the hood, man, like this. And he goes, you got a gun under the seat? I go, no. And he goes, well, I saw you reaching for something. I go, man, I'm reaching for CDs. I'm on the road. And he goes, this is what he says. He goes, can I look in the trunk? Is there anything in there? You don't want me to find it? And I'm like, oh, my
brother.
Here
we
go. I'm like, this guy, he could be a serial killer for all I know. My brother, yeah. Right? So I'm like,
go ahead. How well do you know him?
I know. And they went through it, and he didn't find anything.
Thank
but
God.
You know what was bad? I'm laid out on the hood like this, and I'm in Pico Rivera, which is a rough town, right? Yeah. And there's gangbangers who they should be, you know, detained for something. And they're yelling and laughing and screaming like, you know, stick it to the man, right? And this guy searches the car upside down. Then he goes, you know why I pulled you over? Why? He goes, your tags are expired. I go, God, my brain dead brother, you know?
Wow.
I drove right back home.
Did he give you a ticket for that?
No, he let me go.
Is wow. that right?
Yeah, he got us thrilled with a firearm to the head.
Oh,
so.
Jesus. I've had a gun pulled on me once by a cop. My dad was moving some stuff out of his house into storage. And some, you know, pretty nice stuff. But he just, you know, he was going to renovate the house and he's going to put some stuff in storage. And my father has a pretty elaborate alarm system on his house.
Right.
I mean, you can't get into, it's easier to get into Fort Knox than my dad's house.
Right, right.
I mean, there's, you know, there's all kinds of beams and sensors and all that stuff.
Right.
So I tripped the silent alarm. Right. So I'm walking out of my dad's house with a pretty expensive, like, vase and a painting, right?
Oh, my God. You look like you were robbing the joint.
And the cops roll up. So the cop gets out, and he points a gun at me, goes, drop that S right now. And I go, no way, dude. My dad would kill me if I broke that vase, and that painting is one of his favorites. And he goes, I don't give an ass, drop it. And I said, I'm not dropping it. I said, I live here. And it's yelling back and forth. And I'm yelling, and I'm like, I think about it. I'm yelling at a cop who has a gun pointed at me. You know, he could have just blown me away and got, like, you know, 2 days suspension.
He knew that you were telling the truth.
Suspension.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
He knew you were telling the truth because no guy would have the balls to yell at a cop with the gun pointed at him.
So I put the stuff down. And hands up, you know, turn around, you know, face down, put your arms behind your back, interlock your fingers, and they frisk me and everything. Then they take my license and realize I do live there.
Right.
And he apologizes. But still, you know, when you have a gun pointed at somebody and his hand was on the trigger, it could have just, you know, he could have slipped and bang, I'm dead. You know?
Really quick, I have sheriff friends that will come by my apartment and say hi. And the way I know that they're there is I'll see a laser sight on my wall. I swear to you. They aim the laser sight of their gun through my window and just, you know, trace it on the wall. And if I have company over, they're like, oh, my God. There's a laser sight. I'm like, oh, my cop friends are here. Oh, that's no big deal. That's just my buddies.
Yeah. Well, especially when you're stoned. That doesn't freak you out?
No.
You know, I run a red light one time. And it's the day I get my windows tinted, right?
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I run this red. It's so red that it's almost green. I mean, it was a really red light. Right. So this guy pulls me over. He gets out of the car, and now I'm like, oh, Jesus, I just tinted these windows literally like 6 hours ago. Uh-oh. So like a genius, what do? I open the door as he's walking to the car.
Oh, Jesus.
And he pulls another gun on me. And I'm like, hey, officer, it's like, he goes, put that down, shut that down. I go, oh, well, I just got the wind. He goes, roll that way. And I go, and I lit the button and the tint's on. You know?
Oh, no.
So He comes up pissed, and he's got the gun, and he's got an itchy trigger finger, too.
Yeah, he could have been like Don Knotts.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's
Mayberry
like,
RFD.
He's like, one. He goes, what are you doing? Da, 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 da. I go, man, I just got the windows tinted like 5 hours ago, so I didn't want to ruin the tint. So then the best part is I've got a bow and arrow, compound bow I used to shoot, right? The arrows are sitting there, and this guy's got the gun, and he goes, what is that? And he goes, I go, they're the arrows, a quiver of arrows, right? And this guy, he really...
A quiver of arrows.
Yeah, and he goes, where's the bow? Where's the bow? I go, dude, what am I?
He's got a gun on you?
Yeah, I'm like, Robin Hood, I can't shoot that fast, you know?
And pull the bow out of your ass. Boom.
All right, if you had a gun pulled on you here, let's talk to a Will in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've had a gun pulled on me before. I was driving down, I think it was Delama Boulevard in Long Beach, and the cop pulled up behind me, I think his lights were off or something. And so I switched lanes. And then his car switched lanes. And I switched lanes again. And that's when they flashed me with everything. And so I pull over, and he came to the car, and already he had his gun out, his hand was shaking and everything. And I'm looking, I'm like, what's going on or whatever. And he was, told me to, put my hands on the car and everything, and had me step out the vehicle. I'm asking him, like, what's going on? Why am I getting pulled over? And he was saying, well, basically you did like an unsafe, lane change. And I'm like, well, why would you pull your gun out for something like that? And he was like, well, I'm trying to go home at night.
Jesus Christ. So like,
and make sure you don't. Yeah,
that's unbelievable. I'm trying to go home at night. Oh, bah, boom. All right, let's talk to John in San Clemente. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, man. What's up with you?
Not much. I haven't had a gun pulled on me. I've had a few cops, with their hand on the gun coming up to the car, but... I actually was in high school about a few years back and going home with a bunch of buddies from a party, and all of a sudden a helicopter cop shines the bright light on my car out of nowhere. And, of course, my buddies, just having fun, decided to stick their heads out of the car. And, of course, within a few seconds with that spotlight on my car, there's a Suburban cop behind us and pulling us over near my house, and I decided to pull into my house, but unfortunately, the house is being fumigated because we're about to sell it. So, the cop comes up to the car, and we can't go into the house because there's stickers all over it. It doesn't have a tent or anything. But he just asked us what we're doing and says he's looking for a white truck, and I was driving a black Maxima. So. Mm. We're sitting there wondering why he's pulling us over.
Maybe he made a white trick.
Yeah. Well, I told him we're just going to my house, and I have my buddies just walk through the side through the backyard, and he doesn't, he doesn't notice all the stickers on the house, so we just waited it out and, took off. But
oh, I see. Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, buddy. That's a great story.
Roger's got
sounds
some
like a movie.
Stories.
Should be a movie.
He's been all over the place, man.
Actually, it wasn't a cop. It was a security guard at the Commerce Casino. I was yelling at a blackjack dealer because she said that I wanted a card when I didn't want one, and you got off
that's,
easy, Tim. They pulled a gun on
where
me.
You get killed for doing that down there. All right, let's talk to Bobby in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I went to college in the University of Memphis, and we used to live in an apartment, and we were football players. We got kind of crazy sometimes, doing pranks on each other. One time, my roommate kicked the door kind of off the hinges, but we were procrastinating, and we never fixed it. The landlord never came by. So one night, I was in the kitchen just making a sandwich, and I got a knock, and I opened the door, and there's a gun and a cop, like, right in my face, literally, like, half inch from my nose. Saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, I said, I live here. I had my shirt off. I was in my underwear.
Wow. What a threat.
I was just like, he goes, well, we got a call from a neighbor that there was a break-in because the door was open. I was like, well, the landlord never fixes it. So that was it.
All right, dude. You're a big stud.
Wow.
David and Van Nuys, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Now, I'm a filmmaker from Detroit, and I was back. This is back in Michigan, but when I was in college, we were doing a student film. And we were shooting this scene in this parking lot that had a bank and a Blockbuster in it. And I guess our production manager didn't decide to notify the police that we were shooting a scene that had weapons in it. So I'm playing this cop that gets into his car, and then I draw my gun and all this stuff. Well, we were talking back and forth on the radios in our vehicles like we were cops, and like I thought it was my friend talking back, and I heard a squelch, and I'm like, wow, this sounds really good. And I would look over, and there's three cop cars in a van, and there's about six cops that had their guns drawn on us, or actually on me, because I had a fake weapon, and they're telling the driver, they're telling me to get out of the car, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, I couldn't hear them, and I didn't have my glasses on, so I put my glasses on, and they're telling me, put your hands up, stupid. I'm like, what? I'm like, put your hands up, driver, put your hands up. And my friends are all spread on the ground. They're my friends crying. I'm trying not to laugh, right? And I'm like, I get out of the car, and then the cops start searching my car. Well, the camera was still rolling, and the cop's searching my car, and when he was backing out of the car, because he leaned into the car through the passenger door, he racked his head on the top of my car and just, like, banged it totally, and he's like, son of a bitch, and he's like, complaining and bitching. Oh, it was the funniest thing.
But, and you still have it on tape or on film?
Oh, I still have it on tape. It's the funniest thing, because the funny part is, I'm noticing that the camera was still rolling, and I'm like, we got it on tape, we got it on tape, the taillight was off, we got it on tape, and we're all, like, looking in the camera lens, everyone's like, oh my God, this is going to be hilarious.
Did it make it into the movie, David? Did it make it into the movie?
That was a college film. No, because we ended up not finishing the film because of that, but we just ended up watching it every night and getting drunk and kind of...
That sounds like most college movies. You never get filming, and then you drink and say F it to the movie.
I used to, when I was like 17, my friend and I, we rigged my mom's Cadillac for the lights to be like a Caprice Classic. It was a 79 Coupe de Ville.
Right.
And had a spotlight and a speaker, amplifier. Pull all my friends over that were smoking dope and stuff, right? And we'd pull them over, and we would do felony stops. Put your left hand out of the, do this, do that. We'd get them out of the car, but we'd have lights in their faces so they wouldn't have any idea.
It was you.
Yeah, and then a pack of firecrackers at the end.
That's good.
You were such a troublemaker.
I was. Sam, when you get pulled over, do you get tickets or no?
No, she shows those.
I never get pulled over.
No, that's okay.
One time I was speeding on the PCH. I was racing a guy, and he was on the inside lane, and I was in the fast lane. And I finally overpowered him because I was in a Jeep, and he was, like, in a Porsche. Okay. But hang on. So he slowed down, and I shot ahead of him. I was like, yes! And then all of a sudden, this motorcycle cop comes right out. He saw the cop and slowed down.
Yeah,
I didn't. And I blew by him, and there was the cop right behind me. It was a guy. And I thought, okay, I've talked myself out of one ticket in my life. One. This could be two. But I was so guilty. What am I going to tell this guy? I was clearly drag racing a Porsche in a Wrangler. And I lost, and the guy then blew by me as I was getting the ticket. I think he gave me like the peace sign. Yeah. I'm like, and I gave him the middle finger sign. Yeah.
All right, folks. The Commerce Casino. Come on down on Thursday. It is the what is that? The day after tomorrow? Is that
28th.
Right? Day after tomorrow? Jesus.
Yeah.
It's
in 2 days.
And then ask about the Poker University. It's called the C Cup. Commerce Casino University of Poker. Roger Rod, the PokerComedian.com.
Absolutely. The PokerComedian.com or RogerRod.com. Yeah. One.
And he's a great instructor, and we're happy to have him.
All right, we'll see you on Thursday. The Commerce.
Yeah.
CommerceCasino.com, right? Is that .net? What is that down there?
No, it's .com.
CommerceCasino.com. We're open 24 hours.
Yeah, we are.
I said it, man.
I'm going to dig up that old spot.
No, don't do it, dude.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thanks for coming down, fellas. Roger, David. We'll see you Thursday.
Yeah.
At the Commerce.
Thank you.
It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Sam Phillips is here. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it. So we're getting up and going down. Hot and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And Sam Phillips is sitting with us here.
Thank you very much, Big Stud.
And we always try to keep everybody up on what's going on in Los Angeles. We try to give you the most bang for your buck and tell you about, especially on the weekends, because there's so many things going on. You want to know what the coolest things are. Anyway, two young ladies in here to talk about this, some great events. We have Heidi here is going to talk about this this huge battle of the DJs going on at the Avalon in Hollywood on Friday. Is that right?
It's right.
All right. Hello, nice everyone. To see you, Heidi. Look at that. What's going to go on at the Avalon this Friday?
We are having a Battle of the DJs event, which is headlined by DJ Rap and LA Riots, and 100% of the ticket proceeds are actually going to charity. So it's kind of all green for green. And all of the decor, all of the event, the way it was planned, promoted, and produced is all eco-friendly.
Is that right? Everything, huh?
Everything
you get shot
that
if you have a if you have a styrofoam cup, you get shot over there?
Yes. Exactly.
I like that slogan, all green for green.
I know. I hid my styrofoam cup of water when Heidi came in. I'm like, oh, man, she's a ball buster.
Yeah, you're not invited now.
I think the liquid of choice there was a all green beer garden.
Oh, yeah, that's
we
cool.
We have an organic all beer right. garden.
But what a long way we've come, because I come from the generation, and you guys are a little younger than I am, but I come from a generation of when you change your oil in your car, you either threw it in the trash can or threw it down the drain.
Right.
And that doesn't happen anymore. I guess you get a ticket for that. But all that stuff goes right out into the ocean, and you know that's what messes up all the water out there. So what time does this thing start on Friday?
It starts at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
It's 18 and over.
All right.
Tickets are $40, and you can purchase them at wanttickets.com or humanitareentertainment.org.
This audience can only spell want.
Or 971 Goes Green, the wonderful supporters here.
Oh, yes.
And we also have a VIP ticket that includes a green beer garden, walk the green carpet. It's hosted by Andrew Keegan. He's bringing a lot of his celebrity friends. So
that's pretty cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, we'll get on out there on Friday, and it is at the Avalon. What's the address there at the Avalon? Is that on Vine, right?
1735 North Vine Street.
That's a beautiful place. You got to be 18 years old to get in. And if you're 21, you can drink. I guess you have to have a wristband, right?
Yeah.
Is that going to be biodegradable? That's going to be the only thing. That's going to be the only thing that's really hard plastic that destroys the whole nation. Like, these bands, you know, unbelievable. All right.
Well, now, you said the battle of the bands. What goes to the winner?
Well, battle of the DJs.
Oh, that's what I mean. That's what I'm sorry.
No problem. They get a huge eco-friendly prize package, such as an electric scooter, a skateboard,
sawed.
They get a residency in Avalon. They get a photo shoot. They get a whole bunch of really cool stuff for up-and-coming DJs.
That's awesome.
The community's really come together to, you know, really promote this. And the cool thing about this event is it's almost like a reality show in a way because the crowd gets to vote the winner.
Oh, nice.
So there's no panel of judges. It's not all, you know, you have to do all these tricks.
But you make everybody, like, scream and clap? What if there's two equally loud sounding?
We're actually going to have a voting booth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, they're going to have a voting booth.
Oh, that's right.
That's very sophisticated.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. And that's what you want to do on your night out. Get in the line for the polling station. All right. And then we also have Alicia here. Nice to see you, Alicia. And you're with LA Car Guy, right?
Right. LA Car Guy with Toyota of Hollywood is going to co-sponsoring. We're going to have three cars on the green carpet.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. And hopefully cars that get good gas mileage, right?
Oh, they're all hybrid.
Oh, they're all hybrid?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. All right. Now, Toyota of Hollywood, you guys probably sell a lot of those hybrids. Probably tough to keep those on the lot.
Actually, they're sold out all the time.
Yeah. Is there a huge waiting list for them?
There is a waiting list.
How long is it? Is it like a year long?
6 months.
What?
Six months?
What?
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
I don't want to rat anybody out here, but somebody.
I knew you were going to say something. You're an a-hole.
Somebody on this show bought a Hummer.
Oh, my goodness.
About.
Why is everybody looking at me?
3 months ago.
No, I bought it a year and a half ago.
Does not have a kid. Drives around by herself.
Sam, you're not invited either.
No, listen. I get 20 miles to the gallon. I get better than a Toyota. That's great. To me, that's fantastic.
You've been disinvited.
And where do you live? Live in comparison to here. Let me ask you that.
Couple miles.
About 7 miles away. No, 7 minutes. Less than 7 miles.
About 4 or 5 miles.
And everything
so you can
that
ride a bike.
I don't exercise,
or a skateboard.
Dude. You know, I'm 42 years old, my friend. Get my ass on a skateboard. Are you kidding me?
You look fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah, she does look good. Heidi, Alicia, it was the worst luck ever. She bought the car, and the next day, the price of oil like went up $10. I mean, that's when it was like $32, you know, a barrel. Then it went to 42, 50, 60, 100. And now she's driving around with this Hummer.
I love it. I wouldn't switch it for a hybrid. I'm sorry. Actually, you know, it's funny. Where I live in my apartment building, when I decided to buy the Hummer, I wanted to make sure that it could fit into the basement, into the garage. So I rented one from a car.
She could F theirs up.
Yeah, if I was gonna F it up, I wanted at least have it be theirs. So right at the
and
time,
you got the insurance too. Right?
Yes, of course. So right at the time that I bought,
did they know that's why you're renting it?
No,
I'm gonna try to squeeze this between two metal poles.
No, but the funny thing is, the day that I was, you know, renting this Hummer, my neighbor who parks right to the right of me got a Prius. So I have to squeeze my Hummer next between a Prius and like some other nice, fantastic car that does not guzzle gas. And I squeeze right in between the two of them. And it's funny, if we're all getting in our cars together, they all like give me snotty looks. And I'll wave, hey, hi girls, how are you? I'm like the biggest one in the garage.
That's classic.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Heidi, you know, usually, you know, you like take it with a grain of salt. You're like, well, maybe you could get something else. But Heidi's like really pissed, you know, that you got this
You're
car.
Disinvited.
Yeah. How old are you? Are you in your 20s?
Yes.
How do you think
I'm 22.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
23, okay.
You're very good judge.
This is the age where they don't want to hear excuses when you have a Hummer. They just want to reach inside and grab your heart and take it out and stomp on it.
No, you guys are still invited. I was just kidding.
Thank you.
It may be a sympathy invite.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
I'll make it up for you. I promise.
So you guys are going to have cars there as well, these hybrids. What are you bringing over there? Prius and what are the other?
Prius, a Highlander, and a Camry.
The Highlander is now a hybrid, is that right?
Wow. I have a Highlander. It's a gorgeous car.
And what do they get? What kind of mileage do they get per gallon?
In the city, about 34.
34?
34.
No, that's not bad. 34 miles a gallon. Look at that. Yeah, I got to get out of my car.
Well, how many miles per gallon do you get?
Probably about 13 miles a gallon.
And you're complaining about me? I get 20. 20 is fantastic.
Drive, Tim? I drive a Navigator.
Oh, my God.
The ladies are going to kill us.
Sweethearts. I've got a...
Sweethearts.
Calling the kettle black.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'm on your side. I can't believe he said it.
I know.
He called you out.
I know.
On live radio.
Let me finish with you people before you throw grass at me. I got a wife and a kid. I had to put something, you know.
That is no excuse. You said Heidi's at the age where she does not want to hear excuses.
I want to put some steel around this kid. I don't want to be, you know, in something, you know, like a toaster, and then I get hit by a truck, and like, oh, your kid died, but you're saving mileage, you know.
Highlander.
Like
the Highlander.
Yeah, I got to get in the Highlander.
Yeah, but when you bought your car, they probably didn't have the Highlander offered.
It was not available.
See?
No. Oh, thank God.
How new is the Highlander?
A hybrid Highlander?
Yeah.
About a year.
A year old. Yeah. See you in the round when I bought my car.
See?
Back in 06. all right, so get on out to this thing on Friday night. There's going to be a lot of young people there. And for you dudes, probably a lot of hot young chicks there, too.
And middle-aged people, too, I'm sure. You know, 30s, 40s. Even older.
LA Riots and DJ Rap are headlining. They're two amazing DJs.
LA Riots?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Excellent. All right, LA Riots and DJ Rap?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two very famous DJs.
And she's a hot girl.
She's a hot chick. All right, get out and see DJ Rap. And it is going to be this Friday. It costs you $40 to get in, and if you're 21 plus, you want a VIP admission, that's $60. Mm-hmm. But they might sell this thing out. They're pretty close.
Yeah.
So you got to get your tickets soon.
And 100% of the ticket proceeds go to Global Green USA. So.
Global Green USA, what do they do?
They are the nation's biggest green charity, pretty much.
They're
is that right? rebuilding Louisiana.
Wow.
Like, oh, my God. And green.
Hey, what time does the Battle of the DJs start?
The battle starts at 8:30.
Okay, gotcha.
So get there.
What time does it open?
It doors open at 7 if you're a VIP for the pre-party, or 8 o'clock.
Gotcha.
Goes from there.
All right, girls, thanks for coming in.
Check out the
Friday night at Battle of the DJs, and that's this Friday, Avalon Hollywood, 1735 Vine Street.
Is there a website, you guys?
Yeah, wanttickets.com is where you can buy some tickets.
Wanttickets.com?
Or humanitarianentertainment.org.
Okay, wanttickets.com. This is an audience who went to LAUSD.
Or didn't
That's
even
why
go
I
to
said
school.
Want tickets first.
It should be like, you know, Wantticket.com. Wantickets.com. All right, thanks for coming in, Heidi and Alicia. Thank you. Nice to meet both of you.
Nice to meet you, ladies.
All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.